Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John, engineering and producing the show. A snowy morning in some parts of southern Arizona. Oracle getting snow, Cochise County snow, and that dusting on the Catalinas looks pretty impressive. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, December the 12th, 2022. We'll be launching into our 13th year here on the radio in January. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. Our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com. Our telephone live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Moe's, we love Moe. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presents our Monday political face-off. Went by and saw Moe and the team on Saturday. They want to wish all of the Buckmaster Show listeners a beautiful holiday season. Check out Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. With me in studio, seated to my left, Jeff Rogers, well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. And to my right, Mr. John Munger, the former chair of the Republican Party here in Arizona, also well-known attorney. John, how was your weekend?
Had a fabulous weekend. Thank you. It's beautiful.
And Jeff, how about you?
Really nice weekend. Weather was really nice. Changed course this morning, but that's to be expected. Sooner or later, winter had to get here.
And the horses?
Horses are in good shape.
They love this weather. I would think. Maybe not.
Nah, it gets a little muddy.
Yeah.
Mucky.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to Indiana, your home state Hoosiers? Really?
That was a tough game for me, I'll tell you.
You're like me. Just wear red.
Yeah.
Just wear red. That was a tough game for me. I was at Indiana when Mike Woodson was actually there. He was 1 year behind me, and he was quite the star player for Indiana for 4 years there. I had mixed feelings about that game. It was a tough one on me.
Arizona looked really tough, didn't they?
They sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think they would have moved up more than one spot in the poll, but they moved from 10th to 9th this week after that big.
Do that every week?
Yeah. There you go.
You're in the big dance.
The national media is saying, oh, how shocking that Senator Sinema has changed her registration from Democrat to independent. I think those of us that have been following politics, Jeff Rogers, not too shocked by that.
I wasn't the least bit shocked. She knew some time ago that she had absolutely no prayer of winning a Democratic primary. So the independent was the only thing for her to do. But the best she could hope for as an independent is to be a spoiler and throw the race to the Republicans. I mean, she's not nearly conservative enough for Republicans to even consider voting for her. You might find some moderate independents that would vote for her. But, she certainly lost the faith of the Democratic Party. And so I just don't think she has a prayer in the world, no matter how much money she has. I think if she enters that race as an independent and it's a three-way race, I'd lay all my money down on the Republican to win it. We're so narrowly divided that it takes really good turnout and a really good candidate to win these races on both sides. And I just don't think that the Democrats could win with her in there as a spoiler.
John, she may have handed the Republicans then a Senate seat, and that Senate seat might go to Doug Ducey.
Well,
He may run.
He may run. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I think Jim Lehman will be back. I think he'll run again. He's got plenty of money. I think Ducey will be there. Who else? I don't know. Given what happened in the last election, predictions are very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with Jeff that Sinema's entry into that race, presuming she runs as an independent, which I think she will, as an independent, will help the Republicans. But I'm not going to sit here after this last election and start doing predictions. Yes, her change to independent will help the Republicans, but Jeff's right. These days, the electorate is so equally divided, including in Arizona. And you know, you have the Republican registration, which is larger than Democrat, but even larger than the Republican registration is the independent registration. So there's a lot of people out there who are independents. They split tickets. And who knows what will happen.
How do the Democrats even strategize then, Jeff, for something like this?
It's very difficult. I mean, I think Ruben Gallego would make a fine senator, and he's awfully popular in the Democratic Party. As a general election candidate, I think Greg Stanton might be slightly better because he's a little bit more moderate than Ruben is. So, you know, it's the best strategy here is to show Kyrsten Sinema that she can't win, so she doesn't run. Because it's otherwise, I will make a prediction here. I'm not afraid to say it at all. That will hand that seat to the Republicans if she runs as an independent. I think the Republicans will gather around their nominee, and in a closely divided electorate, as John alluded, you know, that's going to be all that matters. And I figure the Democrat will finish second, and Sinema will finish third.
John, the Arizona Republic had an op-ed from this gentleman, John Gabriel, why Doug Ducey may be Arizona's most effective governor, and Mr. Gabriel cites jobs, tax cuts. What did you think of that article?
Oh, I thought it was a very accurate, great article about Doug Ducey. Doug Ducey has really quietly produced in this state. He pumped, over his eight-year terms, he pumped over $11 billion into the educational system, which is something that people don't talk about, the press doesn't talk about because they don't like Ducey, but he has. He has lowered the unemployment rate, created hundreds of thousands of jobs in Arizona, over 200,000 jobs. Have been created during his term. He's created a new tax system, which is a flat tax, which is very good, lowers our taxes where we're competitive with other states, even states that have oil and things like that or have higher sales taxes. So we're highly competitive.
Schools?
Well, that's what I said, schools. He's pumped into
school choice.
School choice is a huge deal. We're the gold standard for school choice across the country, where you can go to the school of your choice. The money goes to the students, not to the parents, or not to the school systems. And the students get to make a choice. You even get a tax credit if you want to contribute to your kids' education. You get a tax credit for that. It's just, he's been a fabulous, fabulous leader, and has done it quietly. Most people don't realize all the wonderful things he's done, but he's been a great leader.
You know, I was just thinking of Jeff, and before I get your reaction to what John said, I was thinking about Ducey possibly running for senator. I don't know if this current wing of the Republican Party, whether Ducey could survive a primary.
Well, that's debatable, but I kind of like to think that we learn from our mistakes, and the Republicans made a huge mistake, and not just in Arizona, but elsewhere as well, in nominating these Trump-backed fringe candidates. And I like to think that they learned their lesson from that, kind of like we did before Bill Clinton came along to sort of pull us back to the middle and win two terms. So I'm optimistic that you know, saner folks like John here will have learned from this last election and say we can't have people like Kari Lake and Blake Masters who are at the top of our ticket. We've got to have people that appeal to a broader range of values and ideas. And so, you know, I hate to say I'm optimistic for the Republican Party learning something here, but I am. I'm hoping that they, you know, say this, well, enough of this, and But you're right. It could come down to a contest between something like Carrie Lake and, mm-hmm. and God knows if there's three of them, Carrie Lake, Jim Lehman, and Doug and Ducey. I'd put my money back on Carrie Lake.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's some sense in which some party discipline needs to be, you know, engaged in here, and it's tough to do that from a sort of top-down party structure. But you've got to have some discipline and have some people come out and say, wait a minute here, we can't do this again. It didn't work the last time, and it didn't work 2 years before that when we lost a Senate seat. We've got to be smarter about this approach.
I want your listeners to know, because this is a real misconception by lay people in politics, the party doesn't pick the candidates. I get all the time, and I've been state chairman of the Arizona Republican Party. People would say, why didn't you run a better candidate? I don't pick the candidates. That's why we have primaries.
Yeah.
And the local party doesn't pick the local candidates either. Those come out in the primaries. And they've got to be fair to everybody in the primaries. So Jeff is right. There's got to be some sense of learning from past mistakes. But I think the important point we want to make here is that by the time I think that the rabid Trump affiliation by some of these candidates, like Carrie Lake, scared people. Too many people. A lot of people loved it, but are not afraid of it. But too many people just had doubts, and I think that changed the election. There are other things the Republican Party needs to do, like get involved in early primaries and quit fighting it. It's going to happen, and early primary. I mean, mail-in balloting. It's there. We've always done it. That
so
isn't going to change.
Stop this.
It isn't going to change.
This
stop
fight
fighting
about
it.
Early voting.
Yeah, we need to quit coming in elections counting on who's going to show up on election day. We need to start as the Democrats have very successfully done.
Well, and as Republicans used to successfully do it too. I can remember when I was chair. The mail-in votes were about equal from both parties because we would track them daily at the recorder's office.
But Trump has said, you know, oh, don't vote early. Yeah. Well, that's crazy. Vote anytime you can get the vote out.
Exactly.
But I think the most important point is by the time the 2024 election comes along, Trump will be out of the Republican presidential running, in my opinion. I think he's not going to make the nomination. And I think that those Republicans running in the election will not be in a position to be using the Trump name because he will not be the flag bearer for the Republican Party at that time of the election. So I think that the Trump factor will be gone at the time of the election. And that militates in favor of the Republican Party and our ability to draw independent voters who are no longer afraid of some candidate being a rabid Trump groupie. And I love Trump. I love his policies. But he cannot win. He's not going to win. And he's hurt the party. I think what I've said is correct, that he will not be a factor by the time the election comes along in 2024.
Jeff, hold your thought on that. We'll take a break right here. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Up at Mona's yesterday, had a, oh my goodness, that muffin, that blueberry muffin was just fabulous. And they've got all the Christmas goodies out. They're doing those gingerbread men and had to have one of those.
Steve is just a great baker.
He is. And, you know, the line was practically out the door. So the word is really...
I never see a line in there.
There was a line. Sunday morning, there was a little bit of line.
But I don't want to scare away your listeners.
There's not a big line. No, there
I
is
don't
not.
See lines.
No, that's not... I don't want to scare away anybody either, believe me. But I say it mainly just to show that the word is really out about Mona's being the place for not only a great breakfast, they do lunch, and of course getting all the Christmas goodies. They're all available for you. Mona's Northeast Corner, Swan and Sunrise. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. More with Jeff and John right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rieto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
This is Kate Delaney. Tune in later tonight as we talk about everything that happened throughout your day. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Additional support coming from Green Things. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Have you been by Green Things to pick up your poinsettias? Their poinsettia festival continues. It started with 20,000 of the beautiful plants, and there's been a considerable erosion as folks have been picking up there are poinsettias, but there are still plenty left at 3384 East River Road. GreenThingsAZ.com and their sister business is ZocaloVillage.com. Jeff Rogers, John Munger with us for our Monday Political Face-Off. Jeff, some of your thoughts. John thinks that former President Donald Trump may be in the rearview mirror.
Well, I think he is starting to become in the rearview mirror. As we talked during the break, there's always going to be the Matt Gaetzes, Lauren Boberts, and Marjorie Taylor Greens, the sort of fringe element that are going to hang on to Trump until the last possible moment.
And that could be 3 out of 10 Republican voters.
Yeah.
He has a very firm group that follow him, as many as 30%.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. And that hardcore group will probably remain for quite a while.
Yeah.
And those are the people that have the Let's Go Brandon bumper stickers on their cars, let's say. But I think mainstream Republicans are putting him in the rearview mirror. He's got so much baggage now. Last week, he had to have had the worst week of his life. His corporation was convicted of serious crimes and going to have to pay large fines. In addition to that, his big candidate in Georgia lost. I mean, he's taking water from all sides. If he were a ship, he would be starting to sink. And he's just got so many legal problems. I mean, I can't
and
see
personality
how,
problems.
Well, and that too, of course, the narcissism is people are just kind of sick of it. I think it's wearing thin on people now. And for a while, it was kind of, well, look at what an outsider, he's going to really shake things up.
Yeah, he's the outsider.
Now people are kind of like, well, wait a minute, I don't want to know. I want some stability here. I want to be able to count on things from one day
to
the next.
Well, they want the policies. They love the policies, but they.
Well, I don't know how many their policies they loved.
We love his policies.
Yeah, it's
how about a third party with Trump?
Well, are you done, Jeff?
Sure.
I think that during the break we talked about the possibility that if Trump loses the Republican primary or Republican convention vote, that he tries to run as an independent. That's a risk. How will Republicans respond to that? And I can tell you, not well. And Jeff pointed out during the break that it's very hard to run as an independent because you've got to satisfy the sign-up rules in each separate state. It's not a federal law, so you've got to go qualify to be on the ballot in every single one of the 50 states and the territories. And it's going to be that would be very tough for him to do. And the Republicans, like me, I'm a former state chairman of the Republican Party. There's no more Republican than I am. But I would be furious if he ran as an independent. And I think a lot of people would.
Yeah.
And he might try that. But I don't think it would be successful. But it is a possible factor. And if he did that, he's going to take away votes from the Republican Party. It could be very similar to the cinema scenario here, where he takes away just enough votes from the Republican Party so that we lose the presidential election.
And then the organization, you wonder if Trump's got that kind of a... Yes, he's got this hardcore followers, but does he have the organization to organize in all 50 states to get on the ballot?
No, and we saw that in the aftermath of the 2020 election. He surrounded himself with kooks. And some of them were lawyers, but by God, I wonder how they have remained lawyers with some of the crazy arguments they made. And some of them are losing their licenses to practice law. Giuliani's in a multi-day hearing right now to lose his license to practice law in Washington, D.C. And, Trump doesn't have a long history of surrounding himself with competent people. And and then there are some states where, you know, the deadline for declaring as an independent and getting on the ballot would precede the Republican convention. And so he can't wait to lose at the convention to get on the ballot in these other states. He's going to have to see the writing on the wall months in advance and go, okay, now I've got to launch an independent campaign. And whether he has the judgment and the surrounding people to help him figure that out, kind of doubtful.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very interesting. There have been several national polls out checking out DeSantis mm-hmm. against Trump, and DeSantis has won every single one of those head to head amongst Republicans. DeSantis against Trump, and Trump loses those. And so
the only risk here for the Republicans is if they have, like they did in 2016. Well, if they have a lot of different candidates,
yes.
you know, it could
be a stage full of people up there,
and then you've got Trump. And all he has to get is his 30%. I mean, I can't even think of a state that he won a majority of the votes in, but a lot of the states are plurality states where the winner of the plurality takes all of the delegates in that state, unlike the Republican or the Democratic Party that apportions them. And so, you know, if it's a large field, he could be mm-hmm. dangerous again.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you both very much. Hope you all have a wonderful holiday season, and a Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, presenting our Monday face-off. We'll be right back with our monthly Better Business Bureau monthly Scam of the Month, Holiday Edition. Be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this snowy in some places. I love this kind of weather, actually. It's just such a great change. And it's always good to get rain in the desert. It's time for our monthly interview segment featuring the monthly scam of the month. And this is, I think we could call this the holiday edition of our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona and Tucson. And we welcome back to the show Irene Coppola, who is the relatively new leader, not so new really anymore, of the BBB in Tucson. Great to see you, Irene.
Nice to see you.
Always a pleasure. Denise Alvarez with us as well, operations manager for the BBB. Denise, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. And we are going to plunge right into it today because you guys have... Well, you put together a list that the BBB has talked about, kind of the top, the 12 days of Christmas.
Right.
Denise, let's talk about 12 scams of Christmas.
Yeah. So, you know, we were just saying how scammers are obviously trying to scam people all year, but it seems like the season to do it is during Christmas. They take advantage of our cheerfulness and our giving spirit. So we put together what we're calling like the naughty list for the BBB, which talks about 12 scams. The first one that we have going on is just fake social media advertisements. They tend to be about items that have been sold out. Sneakers are a big thing right now, Irene and I were saying. So don't click on those ads. Make sure that you go to the company's website, check it out before you start putting or entering, you know, your credit card information.
Yeah, people are saying, Irene, they're seeing so many of these now. And as Denise pointed out, it's not just the sneakers. It's like items for a pet, all sorts of things that are kind of feel good for the season.
Right.
That they dress up with a Santa suit or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it is so important to go directly to the website of the particular item you're interested in for. And for that reason, I mean, we are so thankful that Amazon and Capital One decided to partner with the Better Business Bureau nationwide for this particular reason, because they've been getting so many reports, complaints that, the product was being advertised as an Amazon product, yet it wasn't Amazon. Hmm. It was one of those fake imposter websites. So
that's good that the two biggies really got together to say, we're really going to try to put a dent in some of this scamming.
Exactly.
So another one, alerts about compromised accounts, Denise.
Yeah, so, those are starting to go around about Amazon too, but some of them are banks. You can get an email from your bank or, mm-hmm. well, who's supposed to be your bank, or a text message, and it says, you know, click on this link to make sure that you verify all of your information. Mm-hmm. And so those are fake, and when you're entering that information, that's then information the scammer uses to log into your accounts.
I've actually received one of those for a bank one recently,
mm-hmm.
and it looked very, very official, Irene.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That, you know, is dressed up in, you need to go up, I think, to, what is it,
HTTPS.
Yes.
Yes.
And this one didn't have an S.
Right.
And that, I've learned through you guys, yes. in these segments to always look for that S for security.
Correct, yes.
Absolutely.
How about fake shipping notifications?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So when we get it via our website, our email, we could look for the S. But what happens when we get it via text? There's no S to look for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So interestingly enough, I have been inundated this past weekend with fake shipment notifications via my text stating, you know, you need to verify your address. The shipment has been waiting to be delivered to you.
Yeah.
Click here. And you know what? It makes me do a double take.
Yeah.
And I pause and I'm like, wait, I am expecting something, but hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look.
Mm-hmm.
So no, instead I go back to my confirmation, my
yeah.
order confirmation,
yeah.
and I review it there.
Yeah.
Because if I were to click on that link, boom, right there, they're asking for my email, my physical address, phone number, and that is exactly how they're able to begin the cloning process.
And they're posing as major shippers.
Yes, yes. United States Post Office,
UPS.
FedEx, mm-hmm. UPS, absolutely.
Well, the scammers know that everybody, it seems like, Denise, is expecting some kind of a gift.
Right.
And some kind of a package, right? So
yes.
They're really hitting on that. Here's another one, free gift cards.
Yeah, so I think during the holidays, we start seeing a lot of emails, text messages saying, complete the survey, you know, and you'll get a $50 gift card. And so I could either be them stealing your information, or they send you a gift card that has been stolen, right, and doesn't have really any money in it. And so again, you want to make sure that these are legitimate by visiting the company's website or go to BBB.org and check it out and see, you know, if other people have been experiencing the same thing.
And I've noticed that the vendors, whether it's in the supermarket or at CVS or Walgreens, when you purchase a gift card, Irene and Denise, they are asking questions.
Yes.
They're saying, you know, is this for, you know.
Right, to send money. Yes.
There you
so
go.
We've had,
yeah.
Yes. So definitely, like, CVS has really pushed that out there.
Yes.
They're asking people when they're buying
which
those prepaid cards.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
because now you have other people aware and asking you, is this for, you know, a purchase or a wire transfer or, you know, what is this going towards? Because once you send that money or you load that card, you can't get it back.
No, you'd lose the money. Everybody wants, there's always seems like a shortage of holiday workers, Irene, and that also has fallen into the scam category.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and then, you know, you have the individuals that say, hey, I'm available on weekends. Mm-hmm. I want to make some extra money for the holidays. And so, you know, the individual may see a very attractive advertisement stating, hey, $30 an hour, remote work, data entry, easy. All of those are sounds like music to your ears, right? But no, beware. Because what will happen is you click on that link, you enter your information as an employer would ask, you know, your address, cell phone,
Social Security.
Social Security. And
that they need the information supposedly so they can issue you your first check.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And so on top of that, they need your ACH info for direct deposit. So gave everything in a fabulous wrapped package to the scammer. So what do you do instead? Go to the organization's direct website and see, look under careers, see if there is a position open. You may be surprised. There is no position open because the whole thing was a fake.
Everybody wants to be charitable, Denise, but some of the fake charities really are all over the place.
Yes. So like I said, we're all in the giving spirit. And so you want to check that out at BBB.org. We have accredited local charities that you can look into, make sure that you know where your money's going, how much is paying towards the programs, how much is going towards staff. But also we have wisegiving.org, which you can look at national organizations and check those out too. But yes, those start popping up and, you know, like again, you're clicking on those advertisements and trying to donate, and it's all for the scammers.
Let's see if we can work in a couple more, Irene. We've got your kind of the dirty dozen. Irene or Denise, you want to hit on, give us a couple more? Okay,
yeah.
Real quickly.
The puppy scam. That's
puppy
huge.
Scam and that,
you
back.
Know, yes.
No.
Oh my God. We are always surprised at how many more reports that we get about these puppies and trying to purchase them online and being fake. We had somebody that was actually waiting at an airport to pick up a puppy and was out $4,000, I think.
Oh,
right?
My
yeah. So we always encourage our consumers, businesses to, you know, adopt. You don't necessarily have to buy online or wait for a puppy. We have organizations here that work with animals that would be great. But yeah, that's a huge one. It's still going around.
I'll take another one if you've got it. Got one more?
Yeah, we can definitely talk about, let me think. One of the 12 would probably be, we got the shipping, the notifications.
We got shipping, notifications, puppy scam. And where do you have a place where all 12 are listed?
Yeah. So if you visit BBB.org, you can look at the 12 that are there. Mostly, they're really revolving around online shopping, because mm-hmm. all of us are doing that now. And so they're all about internet, Facebook, social media.
And the phone call. This is Amazon calling. No, it's not Amazon
right.
calling. Amazon does not call, as far as I know, Irene and Denise, they don't call to verify purchases.
Exactly.
But I'm getting these calls. Exactly. Amazon, you've made a purchase for $700. You know, they make the amount enough that you freak out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And one of the things that we were talking about is you can visit bbb.org/scam tracker. Mm-hmm. And that's really where you want to report if you've had any experiences or have received any of these fake notifications, because that's how we keep track and that's how you help other consumers not fall victims to these scams.
How about the, before we go, impacting 70 nonprofit organizations?
Oh, we're so excited about that. So this year we turned 70. So our mission was to impact 70 organizations, nonprofits in our service area. So we are at 69. And this week we will finish that off by contributing toys to the Grayson Gifts organization that was recently organized by one of our ABs, actually our finalist for the Spark Award, JK Workspaces. So there was an unfortunate event, a very heartbreaking event, that caused them to create this organization. And so we will finish off our Impacting 70 by helping impact Grayson's Gifts.
All right. One quick final note about the Torch Awards. The deadline is this week.
Yes, deadline December 15th
for
nominations. For
2023 Torch Award nominations, visit bbb.org/TucsonTorch to nominate an ethical business owner. And that bbb.org is also the spot for all of the scam tracker information. So there's all sorts of great information there. Irene and Denise, want to wish you and yours a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you.
Have a
Thank
great
you so
season.
Much.
And we appreciate so much for what you do and letting people know what's going on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break right here. We'll be back with Pima County Supervisor Dr. Matt Hines right after this.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
Have you always wanted to cruise to Alaska? If that's the case, then you'll only see the tip of the iceberg. At Bon Voyage Travel, we can package the full Alaska experience with a cruise tour. Journey to Denali National Park on glass-domed rail cars. Tour the tundra wilderness and see the northern lights with an expert guide. And of course, relax on your cruise as you enjoy the glaciers up close and personal. Go to bvtravel.com today. Bon Voyage Travel, your Alaska experts.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. This portion of the program presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Visit southwestnewmexico.org with all the information about where to stay and what to do. And there's some great recreation opportunities over there. Only a three-hour drive east of Tucson, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now on the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, Dr. Matt Hines, Pima County Supervisor, Democrat, District Number 2, Supervisor Hines. How are you?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. The triple threat is going on right now, and I'm sure you're very much aware of what's going on in your role as a hospitalist. You've got flu, you've got the respiratory issues, and you have COVID. And the younger people, you know, infants and really young children are being hard hit, as are folks over 65.
That's right. That's very typical of these respiratory viruses. We saw that a lot with COVID too. Influenza is unfortunately, I guess, infamous for doing this. Anywhere from 10, 15,000 up to even 60,000 people, depending on how bad the season is nationally, can actually die as a result of influenza infections. That was before COVID. So, and RSV, which is a virus that is particularly bad for pediatric age patients, that has really hit hard too, and basically has made it very, very difficult to find a pediatric bed, inpatient bed, anywhere in Pima County and frankly in the state.
How about the numbers at the hospital? Do you have enough beds?
I don't know that we don't ever have enough beds. It's just, to be honest, it's not unique to my facility. It's across the county and the state. And this time of year we have more people here, and then of course we have these respiratory illnesses. COVID is definitely still there, and I have to remind folks that masks do work. You know, there isn't a mandate of any kind, but I've traveled some recently, and I'm like one of the only people in the plane or in the airport that has a mask on. And I just wonder if everybody's forgotten. You know, we went through 2 years where we were masking and isolating. And I didn't get sick that entire 2 years. I never had a head cold or a bronchitis. And I know that many other folks shared that experience. So, you know, we have proven that masks, when everybody or most people wear them in public places, they do work. And right now, indoors, in a restaurant or a bar or a large indoor gathering, it's just not safe to do anything like that without some kind of facial protection like a mask.
And get boosted. Yeah, I was saying, if folks aren't worried about COVID, they might want to think about wearing a mask to the supermarket just to protect themselves from the flu, because this is one of the worst flu seasons we've had in many, many years.
Oh, truly. And look, you may not have a very bad response in terms of adults with RSV. Some can. My own father had a very, very serious infection with RSV. He was, in fact, admitted to my own hospital several years ago with it. Most adults don't do too badly with it, but children do. And adults can certainly pass along these respiratory pathogens like RSV to a family member with maybe a small child, and that kid could end up being in a pediatric ICU. And so we don't want to spread these things around, whoever might end up with it. And that's just something that I find it so stunning that it's almost like there was no pandemic. People just don't seem to
Another stunning thing. So many American seniors got the first two shots, and that was nearly 2 years ago, but they have not even thought about getting a booster, which is a mistake, I believe.
It is a huge mistake, because the reason that coronaviruses in general, that we can keep getting them again and again and again, season after season, is because our immune system doesn't have a great ability to remember those types of viruses very well. And therefore, you need a reminder. That reminder is that booster. And so every, frankly, probably for older folks with multiple chronic medical issues, I'd say every 6 months, but certainly at least every year, we need to remind our immune system about how to anticipate and defend against COVID specifically of the coronaviruses so that we don't end up filling up our ICUs again.
Yeah, and let's also, we got short on time today, but I do want to talk about the sheriff and the situation with the jail. Sure. What's your take on that?
I have to say it's we do need to address staffing shortages. We can't have people stressing themselves out, whatever. I mean, this is an important job. They're there to protect people that are inmates temporarily, usually. They're there to make sure that that the inmates aren't, that they're safe, they're not harming each other, or certainly leaving. That's not okay. And we can't have them working, 14 hours and 16 hours and doubles and all of that. And I know that there's just a ton of strain and stress on the system. I believe that in a memo released by County Administrator Lesher, that she is in fact recommending that we adopt some of the salary adjustments to help with retention and recruitment of new correctional officers, and I support that.
Well, the sheriff has said that maybe we should be thinking about a half-cent sales tax increase to pay for a new jail. Do you think people of Pima County would go along with something like that?
I'm not. I hear what he's saying, and I have a friend who actually was there, and I'm going to be taking a tour myself. But the conditions aren't great. Also, though, for this jail, it's not that old, and it's also significantly under its initially stated capacity. I think that we shouldn't have to do that. So I'm hoping that we can find some other ways to address this, some of the physical structural issues. The building isn't like 75 years old. It shouldn't be falling apart like this. And I think that we need to take some steps to figure out what it is, why some of the conditions are the way that they are, and address that, and obviously do so very, very aggressively.
How is Pima County's financial picture looking as we close out this year?
I mean, it's good. We're still flush overall with funds, especially because there are still ARPA COVID related funds from the federal government that are still in our coffers here, and that we're still distributing and using on approved on allowable expenses for the county. So it's still, these are some of the biggest numbers we've ever seen in Pima County historically. So that now those will go away. I think they all will go away by the middle of 2025 to 2026. So, but for now, we're doing great.
Big issue is going to be the roads, transportation, one of the big issues, certainly, in 2023. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to have to, at some point, see an RTA, regional transportation, another 20-year project be put forward and approved by the board to send to the voters for their approval. And, certainly they're a pretty long way off from that. But we've talked about this before. It's a major priority. We can't approve a bunch of a bunch more widenings and belts of road going all over the place unless there's a dedicated and substantial fund for continual maintenance. So we can maybe stop replacing our tires quite so frequently.
Yeah, we know about how that works, right? We've talked about that before.
Yes, we do.
Every time I have a big flat, I have a big bill to go along with it, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Matt Hines, I hope you and yours have a lovely holiday season, and we'll talk to you in the new year. Stay safe.
Thanks
so much. Care of yourself.
You too. Happy holidays, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Matt Hines, Pima County Supervisor, District 2, one of the four Democrats on the five-member Board of Supervisors. That's going to wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show. Monday edition, back with you tomorrow in about 23 hours. Dave Ramsey, his very popular show on money, is coming up next. On behalf of John on the other side of the glass, Bill Buckmaster saying have a great afternoon.